A ski resort in BC's South Cariboo region has called off its ski and snowboard season mainly because of warm weather and a lack of snow. In a statement posted on their website, the owners of Mount Timothy in Lac La Hache say they have made a very difficult decision and are sad to announce that due to lack of snow, continued warm temperatures, no precipitation in the forecast and what would a very late start to the season, we will not be opening. Other mountains have been struggling with rock-exposed slopes this season in BC. Metro Vancouver's North Shore Mountains, Grouse, Seymour and Cypress, all had delayed openings because of a warmer-than-normal start to winter, largely due to the strong El Niño phenomenon in the Pacific Ocean. Even at the end of December, which is typically the busiest season for resorts because of holiday tourism, fewer than half of Whistler Blackcomb's trails were open. However, on Saturday most lifts and trails were open at Whistler Blackcomb, thanks in part to a late-season snowstorm last week. But Mount Seymour in North Vancouver was closed on Saturday, due to inclement weather, as an atmospheric river was set to soak the region this weekend. A note on the mountain's website Saturday afternoon said it anticipated opening again today. On Vancouver Island, Mount Washington opened on December 8. Heavy rain is in the forecast, which may impact the skiing experience beginning this weekend and into the start of next week compared to what you are accustomed to experiencing on the mountain, the resort said on its website Saturday. Grouse and Cypress Mountains were open for skiing and snowboarding Saturday but under a rainy sky. Cypress wrote on its website that, due to the ongoing rain, it will be limiting snow grooming operations overnight on Saturday, which could affect skiing today. Environment and Climate Change Canada posted a rainfall statement for some parts of Metro Vancouver and Vancouver Island. It said a series of atmospheric rivers will likely soak the region starting this weekend and possibly continuing through to Wednesday, bringing temperatures 5 to 10 degrees above normal. The Federal Weather Agency warned that the warmer air will raise the freezing levels to near 2,500 meters, and mountain snowmelt will lead to swollen rivers and possible flooding. The Mount Timothy owners say they will remove the expiry date on season passes, punch cards and gift certificates, making them valid until they are used. As the resort owners attempt to recoup lost revenue, they are keeping their licensed restaurant open and ask the public to support them. We are truly sorry to all those this difficult decision has affected, as we were hoping for another amazing season also this year, the owners wrote. Early in the season, Environment and Climate Change Canada meteorologist Armel Castellan told Post Media that the decks were stacked against BC's ski mountains because of El Niño and predictions of a warmer-than-normal winter. He said temperatures would likely be 2°C or more above normal on the province's south coast. The World Meteorological Organization has said that a strong El Niño could cause a double whammy, in which a powerful event is combined with human-induced climate change from greenhouse gases causing record temperatures.